This is Gabriel Savarian. Thank you for joining me once again. Here are the headlines for tonight that ran top stories under them around the world. Six found dead and 16 still missing in a cruise ship disaster. Bungee jumper survives freak accident after caught snaps. Arab League arrives to monitor the Syrian crisis closely. Now, the news in full. Over 4,000 passengers were enjoying themselves on a cruise ship off the coast of Italy on Friday night when the ship went dark and began taking on water. At least an hour passed before passengers and crew members were ordered to abandon the ship. Some passengers managed to escape the Costa Concordia via lifeboat, while others jumped overboard to swim to a nearby shore. According to survivors, the escape was chaotic. There weren't enough accessible lifeboats, and many people believed they were going to die. Six people were found dead, and up to 16 were still missing a few days after the accident. Investigators believe the ship hit a rocky outcrop. The ship's captain has been taken into custody and could face manslaughter charges. He has denied accusations of going off course and abandoning ship while passengers were still on board.
Oh no!
An Australian tourist plunged into an African river during a bungee jump accident between Zambia and Zimbabwe on New Year's Eve. The video footage shows that 22-year-old Aaron Langworthy was about halfway through a jump off the Victoria Falls Bridge when a cord snapped. The tourist was disoriented and heading into dangerous rapids when she came up to the surface. Her feet were still tied together and the rope cord caught on some rocks. Using safety tips she had learned through whitewater rafting the day before, Langworthy managed to free herself and swim to the Zimbabwe side of the river. The Australian suffered cuts and bruises, but is recovering miraculously in South Africa. The bungee company claims it has been in operation for 10 years without an incident. In an effort to end the political unrest in Syria, the Arab League, an organization that attempts to settle disputes in the Arab world, has been sent in to monitor a peace plan that the government agreed to. The organization claims that its goal is to protect civilians and establish a ceasefire in Syria. According to the Arab League's Secretary General, military vehicles are now in the outskirts of Syria's main cities and some food supplies have been delivered. Approximately 3,500 political prisoners have been released by the government, and many corpses have been removed from the streets. Despite these achievements, protests against the president's regime have grown stronger and snipers continue to take out civilians. The UN believes that more than 5,000 people have been killed in Syria since the March crackdown on anti-government protests. Well, that's all you could hear from me, as this happened to be my closing news. Take care and God bless you.